So Ashley had kept her kid a secret from her new boyfriend, needed help in how to tell him.
So she wasn't like intentionally, I think, keeping the secret so much as just not volunteering it because she kind of thought it was a casual kind of thing.
Yeah, she thought it was casual. She's like, no, I'm not going to, you know, get my daughter involved in this yet.
Right. Because like, this is just kind of, we're hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out, having fun. So we told her to tell him that she didn't want to like show him this part of her life yet because
until she was ready that maybe this was something significant.
It being casual. Right. So we have an update.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Okay. So what a wild 24 hours this has been.
Okay.
I decided to take your advice and just tell him.
All right.
He came over for dinner while my little one was at grandma's and we chatted.
All right.
I told him I had something I needed to tell him. It's been bothering me for a while. And I took out my phone and showed him a picture of me and my daughter.
Aw.
He looked confused. And I said, I have a daughter. I'm a single parent. And didn't want to tell him because I didn't want to open up that side of my life to him until it felt right.
Okay.
He smiled and said he knew.
He knew?
I was like, you knew? He said that he noticed her on the lock screen of my phone during our first date and figured she was my daughter.
It was on their phone. He's like, all right. Well,
okay.
Wow. All right.
He said he was going to wait for me to bring it up and was actually surprised it took me this long, but understood why I waited so long.
Aw, well, that's, yeah,
he
sounds good.
He then told me he had a secret.
Oh.
And I about had a heart attack.
Okay.
My emotions were already at a breaking point, and he's dropping this on me, OMG. He then tells me that he was waiting to tell me for the same reasons I waited, but then tells me that he's been married. And technically still is.
What?
He could tell I was shocked, told me not to worry, that he's been separated from his wife for about 6 months. They both have been casually dating other people since.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell if he was telling the truth or not, but I do know I was falling for him. And then to find out he's still married?
Ooh.
I've never been married, so therefore never been divorced. But if they've been separated for 6 months... why haven't they gone ahead and just gotten a divorce?
Okay.
He explained that they just grew apart and are still friendly, but realized they shouldn't be married.
Okay.
Then he tried to change the subject back to my daughter.
Doesn't sound like she was having that.
It's wild how quickly your feelings can change.
Oh.
1 minute I'm filled with anxiety about telling him about my daughter. The next I'm feeling guilty for feeling mad that he's still married.
Oh, wow.
I told him I wasn't sure how I felt about it. Thanked him for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I now need to know everything about his wife he separated from. Like, what's her name? Where they met? How long have they dated? Does she live close by? He said that he'd be happy to tell me all that stuff, but didn't want to take away from our evening together and ask me about my daughter.
Interesting.
I told him I'd be happy to tell him all that stuff, but I've got to pick her up from her grandma's and told him he had to leave.
Oh.
The night ended kind of weird. And he just told me he'd call me and maybe we could hang out this weekend. So I don't know. Am I overreacting? After all, I feel like my secret had less impact than his.
Okay.
My life is always full of drama, LOL. Anyway, that's my update, like you requested. Thanks for everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's like, hey, I got a secret. I got a kid. He's like, hey, I got a secret. I'm married.
I mean, didn't we joke about that? We literally joked about that.
We did.
We put that out there yesterday.
We were like, oh, what if he
says,
I've got a wife. Guess what? I've got a wife.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, I've never been a woman who's been cheated on.
Okay.
I've never been separated. So I don't, and obviously I've never been divorced, so I don't know.
And I know people date before they officially get divorced.
Yeah,
once they know the marriage is over, it's murky.
So I don't know, like, I guess there's more that we would have to know before just saying he's lying. You know, he's still married and like
are
married,
you sure
married.
The wife knows you're separated?
Right.
We just need to make sure she's on the same page.
And by casually dating other people is
you just dating and she's not.
Right. Is she on board with all this.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like from what she, you know, wrote us in the update that he was...
But to be honest, to be fair...
Sounded like he was being legit.
His secret also... Not one, I think, that you roll out on the first couple of dates with someone on Tinder.
By the way, still technically married, but I mean, if are you cool with dating married guys?
Yeah. No, I mean, there could be, he could be like telling the truth, and it could be he's on his way to divorce. It doesn't sound like there's a ton of animosity, so maybe why there's no like immediate hurry to go through all the legalities, but I think she does need to. It'll be interesting to see if he does call her and if they hang out.
If they continue. Yeah.
And if she can start to get some more clarity and feel better about his situation and see where they go.
Now, Jared texts in and says her secret does have more of an impact on their future.
Yes, it does. Because
his secret just needs to be resolved now for a future.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that is true.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
And he seems fine with the daughter. It's just whether or not he's telling the truth about the state of his marriage. We just need to get to the bottom of that, and it's fine.
All right.
And they can go on, live happily ever after.
Yeah, I don't know if you have been separated and can kind of weigh in on the whole dating while you're still married sort of thing. Would love to hear that. 502-795-1997.
Mandy does have a very specific thing that she needs to make sure. She's like, the only wiggle room he has is if the separation is further along and they live in different homes. If they still live together, no way.
Oh. See,
good point.
I was going to say we don't know that. All right, 502-795-1997. If you got something to weigh in on that, we'd love to hear. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. Interesting update we got from Ashley, who was really kind of going through trying to figure out how to tell her new boyfriend that she's got a daughter. So she did. And then he drops on her, oh, you know what? That's
still
cool.
Technically married.
I'm still technically married.
Yeah.
Been separated from my wife for about 6 months. We casually date other people.
Yeah.
It's fine.
There's not like any animosity, just, you know. And so now she's all like even more thrown off about his secret than she was about hers.
Yeah. And, you know, I look, having overlap in a relationship isn't uncommon.
No. Yeah. A lot of people, I think, go through it. And, you know, we were kind of thinking, listen, we just need to make sure that the wife knows
that he is
he's dating,
right,
and
for
that
sure.
They're on the same page about the state of their marriage. And if they are, then okay, it can be fine. Got a text message. I made a rule for myself to never date a man going through a divorce. Dated one guy. He ended up cheating on me with his wife. Lived in separate houses. She was dating too. Divorce did go through, but they're still together.
So do you... I have mixed feelings about that. Do you feel happy that there's... That he managed to work it out with his wife?
No, he didn't work it out. They got divorced, but they're still dating. Sounds weird. Like, weird.
But then in their mind, are they really cheating?
Yes, they are. If you are currently dating someone else, you shouldn't be currently still dating your wife if you're getting a divorce.
It's not a new notch.
Oh, my gosh. It's not about notches. It's about current things. And then she said, opposite side of when I was separated before my divorce, I didn't want to date. Had a guy reassure me it's fine and whatnot. That didn't bother him. Dated for about 5 months. When I did go to file for divorce, he broke up with me when I got back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Bethany, what's your thought?
I don't think she needs to immediately worry. I say that just because I was the one that went through the divorce and the separation. It worked out sometimes because my ex-husband and I were separated for 2 years. Before I finally was like, hey, we got to get this ball rolling. And the reason I needed that divorce was because I wanted to get married again.
Oh, okay.
So
what took you 2 years? What was the holdup in finalizing that?
It just didn't matter, I guess, to me. Like, at the time, I was young, and I was just like, I don't have to see him. I don't have to talk to him. I ain't got to mess with him every day.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah.
And it was very out of sight, out of mind for the longest time. It was just... not on, it was very much on the back burner for me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because I was more invested in the relationship I was currently in. You know, right. We were already living together, planning a wedding, like, you know, very deep in the whole
planning a wedding,
and
then realizing, oh wait,
I got to undo
on,
the
gotta,
first wedding.
I got to undo this first.
Yeah. So, I was like, I got some loose ends I got to tie up first. So, yeah, I called him. I was like, hey, man.
When did you reveal that you were still married, though? How deep into the new relationship?
I mean, honestly, he knew from day one just because we worked together, which that's a whole nother story. That's another rule that I broke. But anyway,
this is fascinating,
so he
Bethany.
He knew, you know, had a rocky path. He knew. He was just like, that's fine. But, I mean, long story short, you know, he might just be not, you know, jump into like, hey, divorce today, because it just might not be a big deal.
Right.
You know, as long as she keeps an eye on it and he's not like, texting his ex-wife or, you know, oh, we're friends, so we're just going to hang out casually. Stuff like that. I think it might be fine. Just, you know, stick it out for a bit, see how it goes.
All right. Bethany, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jennifer. So what do you have to add?
So I definitely want to comment on that because I was married for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say this just to be neutral for everybody out there. There's three types of marital vows. And each one of them, no matter what you do, even a lawyer will advise you that it's adultery. And I don't know what type of world we're living in today when we want to teach other generations that it's okay to date while you're married. So that means that we're not treating the marital vows like they should be. And that's the reason why nothing's in harmony and relationships aren't treated seriously. If you are married, the first obligation you have is to divorce or counsel if that sees fit, no matter if it's a straight marriage, no matter what it is. It's a marriage. It's three vows. So we need to keep that in mind. And that's not okay that he didn't tell her that. The daughter thing, that's a child. That's totally different.
Yeah.
In today's society, that's something you want to keep to yourself because you don't, you know, you got to protect your children. Sure. So that is different from a man being married, not saying, hey, I'm married, and then going on dates. And then the other woman saying, well, that whole open marriage thing is for the birds. So why did you take the vows? You're committing adultery.
So,
it's illegal.
Completely different point of view from our last caller, but but Jennifer,
no, but Ballard, I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome, and you all have a great day. And date safer and better. Take
there
care.
There you go. I like that.
All right, appreciate it.
Date safer and better.
Aaron says took me 2 years after separating to divorce too. We were just the best of friends, so it was hard to rip that Band-Aid off. All right.
Yeah, I mean that could be. And again, he was like, there's not a lot of, you know, animosity, bad, hard feelings in this situation, which I think leads to potentially murky waters.
All right. Well, you know, keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye. So we're not giving her a hard deadline to get back with us again.
No, I
think, on this one.
No.
Because he's like, maybe we'll talk this, hang out this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, let's just, you know, take a couple days just to.
We're going to sit over here, still be invested.
Yeah,
you
so
just don't forget about us.
If you would like to update us, we will be here for you.
Hoping for the best.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.